BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, need to flee. But them tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend, and y'all gather round. Get active in the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man, DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butler. Y'all know what time it is. The Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
Hello, hello.
Welcome, welcome back to another edition of the Boss Fest Podcast. How y'all doing today? I'm Kevin.
And I'm Edwina.
And we are happy to be with y'all on this beautiful Wednesday. It is hot as heck in Florida. Florida is definitely Floridaing right now. This heat is just unbearable. But hey, that's why we love the Sunshine State.
Like Sunshine
Shape? I fumbled my word.
Okay.
I fumbled it.
You came back. You picked it.
I picked it up. I fumbled it and I picked it up. How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm happy to be doing an episode today. I know we missed last week. So I'm excited.
Me too. I felt like a lot of stuff is going on. A lot of moves being made. Personal moves. Business moves. Everybody just trying to figure out what's the next play. And I just find myself, you know, in these crossroads sometimes trying to figure out if we're making the right moves or making the best plays. But hey, maybe we'll talk a little bit about that in the conversation today. Who knows?
Let's talk about it. So I know we were supposed to have a guest on today, but we are postponing that till next week. So you guys stay tuned. But we gonna keep the topic the same today.
I wrote it. So we gonna keep it the same.
All right. So today's topic is Only Time Will Tell.
Only time will tell. I got to get a production crew.
You do need a production crew because, I don't know, like, you've been needing help for a long time, but, you know, I can't tell you nothing.
It's telling someone they need help in the way that you tell them that they need help. So if you bring it to them in a way that they can receive it, it's a different conversation. If you're like, oh, man, everything you do is just this, it always seems like it's coming from a negative place. Though. If it always seems like it's just coming from a negative place, you know, you just got to, you know, figure out, you know, next plays. You know, and when people always coming at you that way, it's sometimes hard to hear the message.
If I, in particular, want to give you some advice about anything, I should get somebody else.
No, I think it's approaches to things, right? Think about it in your normal everyday world when you got to deliver information to an employee, right? Sometimes information ain't always the best. Sometimes information you need to deliver them is designed to put your company or your business in a better place. But having that conversation is going to be challenging, right?
Yeah, but I just say it.
You just say it. And I'm pretty sure it has some benefits and it's probably has some drawbacks too. So just know in the household, it's going to definitely have drawbacks because
I have no benefits in the household.
What I'm telling you is this. So let's flip the script. Let's say we're having a conversation, right? And there's something I see that's a challenge that you're doing. And I'm just telling you it's a challenge, but I don't really got a real solution for you. But I can always point out the issue. I can always point out the problem, but I don't really got a solution for you. And then I'm going to, like, complain about it every time.
I just went on this whole little tangent, so I want to bring it back.
That ain't no tangent. But, just have a conversation.
You're
talking about delivering information.
Right, because you're talking about me personally. I don't typically give critiques without what I feel like is a solution. Just because you don't like my solution doesn't mean I'm not offering.
If you say so.
All right, so again, you went off on a tangent. Let's bring you back.
That wasn't a tangent.
The topic is Only Time Will Tell.
Only time will tell.
When I thought about the topic, I know the reason why we selected the topic is basically because, like, when you're in business for so long, a lot of people can't sustain the test of time. But when I think about only time will tell, I think about people around you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when you meet somebody new and it's like that newfound, and it doesn't have to be a relationship, because I think you go through a honeymoon phase with friends too. You're like, oh, this is my best friend, and y'all stay on the phone and y'all talk. Maybe not guys, but nonetheless, it's like a honeymoon phase in like a new relationship. Even with like a new job, you think, man, this job is like the best thing ever, right? And then it's like only time will tell like what that situation really turns out to be. You know what I mean? Like, are those people really there for the good of you? Is that really going to be everything that you hoped it to be? And that's what made me think about only time will tell.
No, it's definitely a good topic. For me, I think about it from like decisions that you've made, right? Like, I'll go in personal life decisions. Like, sometimes, you know, the decision to build a house in one city versus another city, like, did you make the right decision to purchase that house? To what type of car you purchased? Those things like that, man. You know, from a new to a used car, only time will tell if that was a good decision, right? At the time, you needed something. You either roof over your head or a vehicle to get you to point A to point B. But, hey, man, this is what I needed. I remember taking my nephew to a auto auction, right, to go purchase a vehicle. And for weeks, we was like, man, let's figure out this thing. Let's go to the auction. Let's look at vehicles. Figure out what you want to do. But I'm trying to help him navigate through this process. And at one point in time, I don't know if he stopped going and looking at the vehicles, but I think he started looking at my money as his money and assumed that he could go pick a vehicle that may not meet the criteria of money I want to deliver, right? So once we kind of got out of that mindset, and now you can't go get the Benz or the Mercedes that's sitting over there on the lot. Maybe you need this Toyota Camry. But it was like, all right, man, where do you go with this car? Do you find a car that's going to get you from point A to point B? Maybe it's beat up. Maybe it don't look good. But
so are you saying time will tell, like, if that was a good decision?
What I'm saying is that sometimes, you know, when we go and make decisions, do we really look at the practical applications to it, right? If a vehicle is ugly, right? I say, man, go get this vehicle over here. It may not look the best. It may not, like, girls aren't finna flock to you. But if the engine good, the transmission good, the brakes good, it got brand new tires, and it's gonna get you to point A to point B. Maybe the paint faded. Maybe this is the car you need right now. But instead, it was like, man, I want to look this. I want to do this. And I want to be a certain way. You know what? All right, time gonna tell if that was a good decision. And unfortunately, it didn't take time a long time to let us know that that was.
I think that way a lot in business decisions. Because I've been in certain partnerships, and it sounds really good. Like, when people present an offer to you or a partnership to you, it sounds really good. And then you enter that, you start seeing all the loopholes in it, right? So to me, it's still more of like the honeymoon phase, because everything seems good and shiny. Like, basically, you talking about with the card, it seems like a great idea. Once you get into it and you start having to figure out all the ins and outs, it's not so great. But only time will tell if you can withstand what that is, because you're already in that situation. So I think the topic is really great for business. I remember when we were first deciding, like, okay, we're going to try entrepreneurship, and us seeing the Instagram video of, you know, Jason doing the hemp, and I'm thinking, oh my God, it's a business in a box. Like, we can just invest in this business and put it on social media, and then we'll just start making money, because everybody wants CBD, and that's like the new thing.
Define business in a box. What is that?
So business in a box, for those people that don't know, is basically you spend a certain amount of money and the whole business is already created. So it's going to give you the website. You basically are going to get the products that you need. What you have to do is basically register the name, create your business email, get your bank account. Almost everything outside of that is completely set up for this business. You have a person working the back end for you. You may do like drop shipping depending on what the product is, but it is supposed to be next to no work, which sounds perfect for us. like when you see all the logistics of it and you look at it and it's like, this is perfect for someone who wants to get into business. You don't really know how, and it's already created. So let's do it. That was us seeing the shiny, like amazing part of business. Now us getting that business was like, this isn't what we thought it was going to be. We got to do pop-up shops now. We got to take the product. Businesses don't want to give you a bank account because of CBD. And then you start seeing all the things, but only time would tell how that was going to end up from, you know, us first saying, oh my God, this is the best thing ever, to where we are now, where in the state of Florida, they don't even want you to sell it. So it's one of those situations where I think when you talk about only time will tell, that's a great topic for entrepreneurship, because it's like time will tell with the connections that you create. Time will tell if your business will stand the test of time. Hell, time will tell if the people next to you really support you or not. Are they there for the right reasons? So I think it means so much.
No, that's another one that I'm starting to deal with. People that come in and out of your life, right? I don't necessarily think the people that, like last year this time, I was talking to interact with different groups of people. This year it's a whole different set of people. I don't necessarily know if those interactions in the past were good or bad, or what would happen with that, right? But what I do believe is that there will be a point where we may cross paths again, and maybe if we took a break or we didn't see eye to eye on maybe a business endeavor or whatever it was, maybe the time would, maybe there would be a situation where it now becomes full circle again, right? We needed that break. We needed that interaction. We needed to show each other who we really are first. So that way, if we come back into business again.
So are you saying that like you were connected to certain people last year, that connection has kind of dwindled, but you're hoping for that to come full circle so that you can have that connection again?
Oh, it ain't necessarily do I hope to have the connection again. I think whenever you put anything out there, people want to see the fruits of the success of that, right? It's like planting seeds. Mm-hmm. I know I'm going to plant this seed today, depending upon what seed I plant. Would determine the fruit I'm going to yield and the grow process. If I go out there and I go plant some weeds, they're going to grow very quickly.
Okay.
But weeds are draining. They take away from them. They take away from the environment around you. Like, you think about the weeds in your yard right now.
Wait those, a minute. Are you trying to talk on me to go keep talking about weeds? What I want to know is the people that you were connected to, do you want that to come full circle?
I can't tell you what I want or don't want. What I know is that I felt like I put out a good version of myself, whether it was a version that they can digest or not. Will that interaction build something later in the future? I don't know. So if it does, great. If it doesn't, I'm cool with having the situation left. Right. So for me, it ain't necessarily what I want. It's did I present enough? Did I do enough for those interactions or those relationships, so that way in the future, if something were to happen, could we move in a better space? So it isn't necessarily about what I want, but I want to hang with people.
So I guess I look at that different, especially when we're talking about what time, like only time will tell, is, hey, any situation that I've left or has ended for a reason or not, I feel like either I've learned something from the time that we were together, or something is trying to separate me from that person, right? Maybe we're not spiritually aligned, I guess if you could say it that way, but I don't ever feel like I've left something where we need to cross paths again. Like in that situation that we were in, I feel like I've learned enough.
Who said I want to cross paths again?
Well, you were saying like if we circle up again, if I've done enough to where they can understand and now relate to me, that sounds to me like a hope of if we come back around.
That's not what I'm trying to articulate. What I'm saying to you is that through interactions, through whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to always present the best version of yourself. Good or bad, we don't know which version we're going to deliver to people based off the environment or the situation. We have no clue. We always hope for the best, but sometimes things happen.
Well, your best version to them could look like, well, who is this guy? Like, I'm not cool with this. I don't like that. So
fair enough. What I'm saying is that maybe something happens. Maybe the version of me today was nothing that people could see value in. take. They can see it today, but maybe a year or two from now, they're like, man, I understand it now. So if we're moving in certain spaces or there is an opportunity to cross paths again, like, you know what? I now understand some of the moves you made, or vice versa, the same regard with myself. You know what? I can understand it. We're talking about, you know, what the future may hold. We don't know. This relationship of ours, 17 years married, 20 plus years together. When we was dating and stuff, nobody knew what this would be. As a matter of fact, so many people tried to discourage us from even doing this.
A lot of people did discourage us, but let me go back to before you start talking about the relationship and still these people on where you feel like you could be a different version or they could see a different version. When you talk about time, I think what you're thinking about is like long term. I think when you say time will tell, there's no real time limit on that. For instance, I've been in partnerships that could have lasted a month. And for me, like in that partnership, I've already noticed some red flags. So that time told me this isn't the right time. Like, this isn't going to work for me. I'm sure people have been in, you go on a date with somebody, right? You go on a date, you may know right away, like, we just not going to mesh. So we should go our separate ways. Nothing in my mind once I've thought of that says, hey, maybe the next version of me is going to be a better version for we can circle back and do whatever. Once in my mind, I've said, hey, we don't mesh and this is whatever. Time, whatever has told me, you not for me, I'm not for you. That's a done deal for me. It's not ever a circle back and be like, let's try again.
Hey, to me, it just feels like you're limiting yourself.
I don't see how I'm limiting myself. I think what you're doing is you're opening yourself up for the same people with the same thing that turns you off in the first place to do it again. That's like when someone does you wrong, you're like, ah, maybe you're different. So you open yourself up to allow them to keep doing it over and over again.
So yes, there are situations like that, but there's levels to this, right? There are certain things that you have to expose yourself. Every day we talk about business, how you need to put yourself out there, how you need to step into the unknown, how you got
to
do all this.
You don't need to get used.
So no one's talking about anybody being used or mistreated. I said, I'll try to articulate it one more time, that, hey, maybe the version of me that we seen in that moment, or the version of them that we had in that moment, maybe it can be valued or appreciated later on. So that way, if we did have a chance to circle back, we can move into a different place. That's all I was saying. Nothing more, nothing less. I'm not saying, hey, we got to circle back, or I want to circle back, or I wish their relationship had did this and did that so we can move it. That's not where I'm going. And that's what it feels like you're trying to place me. No, all I'm saying is that we're talking about sustainability. We're talking about longevity. There has to be something in that process, some type of growth, some type of understanding, some type of development. And it may not be seen in the first month or 2 months. Shoot, sometimes some things may not even be seen in the first year. Like we give birth to kids. Like, man, we want them to be the best versions of us, or a better version of us, right? Take things that we've done good, multiply. The things we've done bad, subtract from that, minimize. So that way, when you go out there into this world, you'll be a successful citizen. You'll be able to live on your own and walk on your own 2 feet. We don't know that for 18 years, sometimes 20 years, 30, who knows? But then maybe one day something clicks and I'm like, man, you know what? I understand now what my parents were trying to do. If all of a sudden they just cutting up and acting up in school and stuff, you know, I know it's a little bit more emotional tie to that.
You can really compare a kid relationship to that.
I think a lot of times, I'm not saying it doesn't have a place. I'm just saying
that's a love that's unconditional, right? I don't have to love this business partner unconditional where I'm going to keep giving you chance after chance after chance.
There are some people out there who do not love their kids unconditional, but I hear what you're saying.
So the general population, right? Let's say it's like 85% of people who do love their kids regardless, right? You being bad in school isn't going to be like, I love you, or, you know, I hate you, kid. This is ridiculous. But I can definitely sever this tie with this business relationship that isn't going the way that I thought it would go, because time has told me, and I feel like what people say is you should fail fast. So I should figure out these situations fast and not waste my time on relationships that don't serve me. So maybe you feel like I could be missing out. Maybe you feel like that's a lack of growth. But from my years of life, I just feel like I've wasted a lot of time giving people a lot of chances. And most people are for self. And you find those few individuals who want to help you connect and grow. But when they don't, you're not for me. So I'm not a circle back. You know, if you want to feel like that makes you a better person and, you know, I'm a bigger person and I'm learning so much about myself and I'm evolving because I'll circle back, that's great for you. I'm just not a circle back type of person. And I think that makes me say that I'm evolving and being a better individual because I can tell you right now what I don't like. This is what this time together has shown me and I would like to move on.
I feel like you're limiting yourself.
That's fine. But what I'm saying is I feel like you are allowing yourself to get got.
You keep talking about get got. What I'm saying is
people, I didn't keep talking about it. That's the first time saying it.
No, you've said it in various different ways. People to come back and use me, manipulate me, whatever you want to say, get got. Just because you chose.
You are really opening us up I'm not, to getting got.
And you're closing us off from people being
I'm
able to grow in
life. Doors. Right. All 2025, I'm closing doors and shutting people out.
Right. You're doing stuff that's counterproductive to business and growth. The version of the person that just started their business yesterday is not going to be the same person a year from now if they're still going, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, right. 4 years from now.
They so will why? Evolve, so but why if you am treat I? People bad. You're the same individual.
You keep talking about treating people bad. I said, hey man, maybe what we were doing in business or whatever. Hey, we was in different places right now. Now, if someone just completely mistreated and misused you, got it, understood. But if it was like, man, I thought I was trying to do the best version of this, and I like
well,
understanding.
Because
well, you were just ready to tell you, don't
no,
let people in.
What I'm saying
you're
is
shutting
if
doors.
They're a bad person, and for whatever I've seen, right? Like, I go to McDonald's, let's say, on average, once every week. McDonald's messes up my order every other time I go, but I still give them a chance because it hasn't been egregious enough for me to say, I'm not doing that anymore. But once I reach that limit with whatever the business is, whatever the partnership is, there's no go back for me. I'm just done with it.
But think about that. You said McDonald's can mess up my order 50% of the time. And I'm still going to continue to give them my business and patronage. But if somebody did me dirty one time in maybe a small business space, because honestly, I think if it was a big business space or a large business space, you would still open up those opportunities. I think we value
no,
people based off
what
they're bringing to the
no,
table in those
you're
moments.
You're not looking at the level of what that looks like. And that's what I said. I said, McDonald's hasn't done anything egregious enough. So if you left
I
my fries off of my order.
That ain't egregious enough.
And I go back inside
you
and I get
hand
my
up.
Fries. Yes, because you're just going to keep
gonna,
trying to talk over me.
You're going to stiff arm
like,
me?
Like, that's crazy. Like, you're telling stories about babies and all of this, and I'm trying to explain it to you. And then you're going to say, well, like you said, I'm don't know like I said because you didn't listen. You about to get doors slammed on you. That's what's gonna happen.
Yep. And
but what I'm saying is if I can go back inside and I can get my fry, then all things are good, right? Like I got what I paid for and I'm good. Small business owners should get that same level of courtesy, right? If you fix it, then it's cool.
Did you go back and ask for your fry with the small business owner?
Yes, you do. Or sometimes I don't ask for the fry, but I'm not cutting those people off because that was me who didn't ask for that. That was me who didn't open that door. What I'm telling you is in certain situations, there's no go. So once I say, hey, in this situation, I see XYZ in you, and that's a just off-limit type of thing for me. Like, let's say it's some racism, or I feel like, you know what I'm saying, you treated me a certain type of way. To me, those are things that I can't let pass. And once I've decided, hey, I've seen this in you, there's no circle back for me. That's what I'm saying. So everybody has to decide in themselves on what that looks like. But for me, once I've decided, I'm not going to say, oh, maybe they're going to be a better person. They're not going to be a bigot next year. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll be for everyone. They won't be racist next year.
Okay.
So we can be friends.
I hear what you're saying. So there are people in our community who in the past might have shown bigoted energy, might have been a part of racist and discriminating groups, but have learned from those things, have elevated themselves, and have now dedicated their lives to trying to eradicate that same thing they used to believe in 20 years, 30 years ago. those people still should have the door shut on them because they showed it once back 20, 30 years ago?
Showed it to me. Showed it to me. So what you're missing is the point where I said me. So if I meet you.
And you're a racist when I meet you.
Then you are always a racist to me at this moment.
Gotcha.
So if I meet you 20 years later and you can tell me the story of when I was the child, I thought this, but I've changed. Then obviously I'm open to that. But what I'm saying is how you treated me and my mind says, hey, I can't continue this connection because this is how you act. Then yes, that's a done deal for me. I should not keep like opening the door myself when this is like, you already showed me who you are. Why would I keep allowing you to keep showing me?
Got it. So the pastor that used to be a drug dealer who turned his life to Christ.
Well, that's all of them. All of them have something.
And is now mentoring the youth and changing the ways. In your eyes, he's still a drug dealer.
No, but I would like that pastor even more, and because he becomes more relatable, because what you keep missing in this story is I said to me. And the drug dealer.
So he didn't. So because
you gonna let me tell you or you not? What you want?
Finish your statement.
So I don't have a problem with a drug dealer. That didn't do anything to me. So I think you're missing the whole point of that. When you show me who you are and I can't accept who that is. And a lot of times that's because you've done something directly to me. If you were like, oh, I'm selling drugs in the street. Like we all know some hood people out there, right? Maybe we know some YNs, but that's who you were. And you could tell the story of, hey, this is who I am. This is now who I am. I'm cool with that. So the point that you're missing and what I'm saying is when you show me who you are, and that means that in real time today, and I say, hey, I see who you are and I can't get with that, that is it. So if I leave them today and I say, hey, you're a racist today, you know, May of 2025, you're this. You cannot come to me 10 years later and say, hey, you know, we should be friends now. I changed my life. Go change your life with somebody else because I'm done. That is what I'm saying.
Oh, man. Every podcast, I just find out that you're just so
closed-minded.
I don't know.
What? I am just telling you exactly.
I'm going to find a better word because I don't know if that word is powerful enough. Closed-minded, like shrewd. Like, I don't know. It's just.
Because what it seemed like to me is you allow people to be like, oh, I'm different. And then they're different. And then 6 months later, you realize then you really was the same individual.
I allow time to dictate growth and progress, right? So I'm not trying to say you're going to be someone that's completely different. But if there is growth and there's development, I'm not going to diminish that progress, right? That's the only thing I'm saying. And if there's an opportunity.
I mean, can there be one-offs? Like, I've had family situations, right, where I'm like, hey, I don't do you because X, Y, Z. And this person goes off and they grow and they do whatever. And I'm like, okay, that's well. But I still keep them at arm's length. So it's not like, hey, I'm not going to talk to you. I still tell you, hey, what's up over there? So I still have to really protect my peace. And then as you sit there, you can understand exactly what I'm saying. So you still don't get the same level of access to me as you once had because you've already shown me what you do.
Are you really protecting your peace or are you blocking your blessings?
I'm protecting my peace. If you reword it and say something else, it's not going to change my mind.
I asked a question. It wasn't about rewording. It was, I'm asking a question.
So in true Gemini form.
Okay, here we go with these astrology signs.
Don't be a hater because we are starting Gemini season, and I just want to make sure everyone understands we are on this until the middle, almost end of June. Every episode, I'm gonna say something about Geminis, so get ready.
Okay.
So in true Gemini form, I think I've said this before that in my mind, people get like they get numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like. So many times to mess up, whether people say they don't know it or not, like whatever. In my mind, I'm like, oh, that's X number one. Ah, that's X number two. Up, three strikes, you out of here. So that's what people get. And once you've hit that third strike, I just feel like for me, it's time to move on.
Are you like an umpire calling out the strikes and the balls, or they don't even know they're getting strikes?
I think I call them out loud. Hell, you tell me when I give you when I throw them at you, you understand?
Just hitting me with the ball. Like, I should be walking the base every time.
I don't even understand the
story. Right,
you, so I can't
right.
even help you with that.
I know that. I gave the analogy.
Yeah, so, I mean, I get it.
You don't follow sports. You're going to say that every time. I don't follow sports.
Well, then stop saying it. I don't understand.
Or maybe you could educate yourself a little bit on just the basic things. A little bit of sports.
I don't want to.
You just don't want to grow. So time ain't going to help you grow.
Wait a minute, because I don't want to know about baseball.
I said no about. Listen, some things are just, I don't say they're basic knowledge. There are certain things like you have a baseline understanding. I'm not telling you.
Right. So
I'm not telling you
about the contouring of the makeup. Like, you understand it?
Contouring of the makeup?
Yeah, you understand?
I don't, but I'm not going to limit myself from not trying to understand something.
But do you understand the basic concept?
No, but if you explain it to me, I'm not going to just sit here and try to play it off like, why are you trying to tell me that stuff?
It just feels like you're very defensive, right?
And
you are one of those people that are trying to be closed-minded because everything that
I'm trying to be closed-minded. The whole show, you talking about how you ain't letting nobody in, and I'm just going to let everybody in, but now I'm closed-minded.
You're closed-minded to what I'm saying right now.
Not.
As far as, hey, there's certain things that I know and you don't, and you know and I don't know.
But if you keep talking about them, what is it going to make me do?
You keep talking about baseball, guy. You keep talking about baseball.
No, I keep using sports analogies and different
things
like that.
How about you don't? How about you understand your audience and you just say something relatable?
Who says that my audience wouldn't understand? I think you're going on a whole nother place right there. But what I'm saying to you is that I'm not going to. Time is valuable. Right? It's precious to all of us because we don't know when we're going to be here, how long we're going to be here, right? Anything can happen. So for me, if someone has shown a change, I can appreciate the change. Whether we still move the same way we did before is the question. Likelihood of that, no. But I'm not going to dismiss it if it's an opportunity to build something better. That's all I'm saying.
All right. So this is an all call for all ops that if you approach Kevin and you tell him that you move differently, he will accept you with open arms.
A call to the ops.
He is taking all ops in.
A call to the ops. I'm taking all ops in. There it is.
I mean, to me, that's what it sounds like. Yes. Can people change? I guess, you know, they can. But can they change over there in their own space? They can do that. That's all I'm saying. Like, people can definitely grow. I'm not the same person that I was, you know, 10, 20 years ago.
Right. So the person you was
evolved.
So the person you was 20, 10 years ago, would you want somebody to hold something against you of the version you was 10 years ago?
I don't mind that because I feel like I still moved with integrity. While I'm not the same person, I haven't done anything that's like out of integrity to someone where they can come and be
you,
like,
that's not for you to judge, right? We just had that conversation.
You tell me.
I'm asking a question.
Yeah, you're asking a question, and I just told you. Then you didn't like my answer, so it's not for me to judge. So if it's not for me to judge, why are you asking me? You answer it.
It's not about me liking or disliking it. It's just about me just trying to dig and have a better understanding of you and how you operate. So if we're trying to move in different spaces, and we're trying to be in different places and grow the brand, and let's say, hey, we went somewhere and somebody gave us some bad energy because they didn't know who we were. Right? Man, I don't know who Boss Fest is. Who are y'all? Forget y'all. But now all of a sudden we build something up and we grow and we come back and they like, oh yeah, you Boss Fest?
That's completely different, bro.
Okay.
It's as though I'm talking to someone who's not listening.
I'm just challenging the question.
No, you're listening to respond instead of listening to what I'm saying.
I'm not listening to understand.
No, you're not.
Okay.
Because I'm telling you, and I started off saying that whatever I cut someone off for, it has to be something so egregious that I feel like whatever that character trait is or whatever that movement was, I can't mess with that particular person again. It's not an energy that came in the room. So we've met people from all over who don't know who we are, and then they've come back and been like, oh, man, y'all cool. Like, I'm so happy that we connected. Oh, Boss Fest did this. Like, whatever, XYZ, that happens all the time in business. And as people start to know, like, and trust you, you get that more often. I want people to understand with my brand so that you don't taint it. That when I feel like someone does something that is not in line with integrity, that does something that I don't agree with, then I can no longer associate myself with you. That's if, let's say, you're scamming. I don't want to be associated with a scam. I don't want to be associated with someone that could be a racist. Like, those are things that I say with my line of integrity, who I am as a person, I cannot be in line with. That's not like I walked in the room and you gave me an energy. You didn't smile. You didn't wave. So that you can stop putting those type of things on what I'm saying. Those are just things that when you meet someone and you network, those things happen. I'm talking about people I let in my circle of trust who I feel like betray that circle of trust. And when they do that, when I say I'm done because time has showed me who you are, I do not go back.
So you brought up something. I ain't gonna say you brought up a point. You brought up something. You said if somebody was scamming, my question is, did they scam you or you just heard that they were scamming?
So in my opinion, they would have to scam me. And that's okay. Who I am.
Okay.
And that's because I've heard so many different stories of different people saying like, hey, they're a scammer. And a lot of times people who don't understand business revert to the word scam. And that's like, I bought a coaching program and I didn't really use it. They scammed me out of $500. But did you do the work? So I don't necessarily trust that. But if I feel like, hey, from my knowledge, I invested in you. You didn't do what you said you were going to do and you scam me, I'm done. Because that's where my integrity stops. So there's different things there. I've even been involved in certain things as a business owner where I felt like I've gone above and beyond. And somebody could be like, she scammed. But I'm like, all right, when the next person approaches me, I got a receipt because I know how that goes. But for me, and you're asking me personally, it has to be something that they did to me. I don't like to listen to, you know, what she said. He said, I'm always a person that I have to see for myself. Somebody could tell me, man, don't mess with that girl. She do X, Y, Z. I'm always a person that I'm going to find out myself.
I got you. So
you understand now? Like, we're not going to be in back and forth?
No. We're going to have this discourse. And we're going to, you know.
Oh, Lord. You in the Scrabble game.
Yes. Well, give me my 3-point score. What's the 3-word score then?
Oh, no, I don't play Scrabble. I'm over here with the little words.
You don't play games. Got it. You don't play games. Don't follow games. We got it. No game.
That's what you should call me. Hashtag no game.
Put it on the shirt.
No, you do that shirt shit. I don't play no games.
So, what are you hoping time does for moves you're doing right now as related to the Boss Fest brand? I just want to ask that.
So for me, what I hope time will, and I want time to be able to tell the work that we put in from the ground. Like right now, I feel like we're doing all the grunt work to really get the brand out there. And it's almost like a record artist. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want to be discovered, if that makes sense. Okay. So I hope time will tell, like, man, they're really onto something and this could be something huge. I want people to say, like, dang, Boss Fest really is the brand of when you're starting business, you can follow exactly the steps so that you can lead, you know, to success. I know at some point someone will see us and be like, dang, you know, they here, because, you know, you always see people online and like, man, they got the Lambos, they got this. But I want people to be able to follow the journey. So when they look back to be like, man, they started that podcast on their couch in their house. Man, they started this. So I really want us to be the example of when you continue, when there's consistency, what that really looks like in close enough for people to be able to touch it. You know what I mean? Because I always look at, you know, entrepreneurs and like, they just seem so far away, sometimes so unrelatable that you can't touch them. So I want time to be able to tell what the grind actually can do. And then for our lives personally, although you didn't ask me, I want time to be able to, for our kids to see what that looks like. Like everyone says, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing this so my kids don't have to struggle as hard. And that's really what it is. Like, we didn't have anything easy, but I want to be able to say, you know, we were able to buy properties for our kids. We were able to really set them up where we were two teenagers that started this whole thing, sleeping on the floor, like on a mattress, to this is what we were able to give them. That's what I want time to be able to tell, that they have a legacy to be able to continue with, in a lot of words.
Oh, that's huge. sometimes I think about this place where we at as we're building stuff. And we know that this wasn't my vision. And, but think about that. The version of Kevin 3 or 4 years ago who didn't see this as a vision and was doing everything in, I'm going to say I was doing everything in my power to not support it, because I think I was doing a lot in my capacity to support. But sometimes you didn't feel like I was doing enough, right?
I still feel like that.
Right. Today, you still feel like I don't do enough in my capacity to support. And, but I feel like, hey, the support that I'm giving is based off of my capacity. You can't judge someone's support off of your capacity.
Right? So I think that's an arguable statement, right? Because
debatable, but I'll with you.
Debatable, arguable, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see what your capacity is, if that makes sense. So I can see that you could be dead tired, but you'll answer that phone for that 9 to 5. You'll get up, you'll go to work. You'll give them 3 more hours of your time when you said, hey, I don't have anything left. So what I'm saying to you is the same way that you get up and you do that for that 9 to 5, just give Boss Fest 1 hour more of your time. And how much more, like, would that get us? Now, I'm not saying that I don't see progress, because I don't want you to mistake what I'm saying to say that there's no progress. Because the Kevin a year ago to 2 years ago wouldn't talk in a room. Like the last event we went to and you stood up and you're talking to David Shands and you're talking into this group of people and you're saying, hey, you know, my business is XYZ. And people like, man, I feel what you're saying. The Kevin that I knew then would never. The Kevin that I know now was like, it's an event we're going to. I'm ready. Let's ride. I'm going to talk. I'm going to get up and I'm going to say my brain. So there's progress there for sure.
Right.
But I feel like you have the capacity to do so much more. And I think what you're doing is you're giving me a cop out of saying, hey, I don't have the capacity, because there's really just a procrastination, I guess, gene that you have. There's a laziness gene, but I think you could be more and you could do more.
I'm not here to debate that piece of it. What I will say is this. So I'm going to use a sports reference, but it's more or less about coaching.
Okay.
So as a coach, because we're being coaches for people in business.
Yes, I'm going to try. I'm trying to hang in there.
All right. So as a coach, it's my job to see potential in the player. Who may not see it in themselves, so far, right? Mm-hmm. So if I'm out there and I'm on the football field and I'm coaching the kids, like, man, I see that this kid is fast, but he's not under control. Then it's my job as a coach to help them work on their footwork so that way they can maximize the use of their speed.
Okay.
But if I just go out there and say, control yourself, just control yourself, and I don't really give no real directions, it can become a demoralizing thing for people. So we have to work on being able to develop that coaching sense and say, all right, listen, I see.
So you say that to say what?
I am saying that to be like, listen, if we're saying, hey, we want the time, like the Kevin I was a year ago, 2 years ago, is better now. Maybe it's because there were certain conversations that we had at certain points, whether it was from a mentor, a coach, you, somebody at work, whatever it was, say, hey, man, have you thought about this way? I know you're doing this, but have you thought about it this way? Maybe I wasn't in
a... So are you saying to be a better Kevin, you need a coach?
I always need... I think everybody needs some type of coach.
So if you realize that you need a coach, why don't you get a coach? Because if you're going to be the star player on the team, and I'm going to try, here we go. You're going to be the star player on the team. You recognize that you need development to continue to be better at your craft.
I don't want to be the star player.
You recognize that, regardless. If you recognize that I need the development to be better at my craft, why not just get the development you need?
I hear what you're saying, but I'm glad you said star player. I think when you look at that aspect, what does the star player do to, you know, distinguish themselves from the rest of the team, the rest of the group, how they move, how they carry themselves, and things like that? You want to be the star player in our business, in our brand. I'm cool with being a support player. And while I may have star player potential and I may have star player days, like there may be some days like, oh man.
So literally what you're saying is the same thing that I would tell anybody else in any business, don't do. And I'm about to stop you before you do it, because what you're doing is you're going to accept mediocrity. So you're going to tell me that, hey, I could be good. My brand could be the best brand out there, but I'm going to accept this minimum level of activity and development because I don't want to put more forth. So that's like saying, hey, I can make $10,000 a month in my business, but I'll settle for $200 because I don't want to put forth any more effort. So I know my brand can one day allow me to retire from my 9-to-5, but I'd rather still get my back out for this 9-to-5 because I don't want to put more effort into my brand. Now, what if putting more effort to your brand meant I had to post on social media 5 times a day? That takes you an extra hour in your day, right? But to be able to retire yourself at this job, you got to work till you're 67 years old. You ain't gonna have no back. You barely have that now, right? But all it took for you was an extra hour. But listen to what I'm saying. An extra hour a day, right? And maybe you could generate $10,000 a month, because you don't know what you could do unless you put it all out there. But you would rather bet on the hourly from this 9-to-5 that will take you to 67 years old. And then how much are you going to make after you retire from this job? I mean, we're not in the age of Social Security. So, I mean, what are we getting? $500 a month from your 401k? And I'm just making up numbers here because you worked your 67 years so that we could get the 401k. You already don't have no back. So now you in a little wheelchair. You want me to push you around when we could have just did the hour a day for the social media so that we could get the 10 grand and invest that money so we could be set up. But you're literally sitting here saying, I don't want to do more. I don't want to be the star player. I want to be the mediocre dude who says, ah, man, I could post right now, but instead I'm going to scroll TikTok. Like, what is that getting you?
Why is this
no,
on that level?
No, because what you asked me to do is coach today. You said.
Then I need you to learn how to coach. That didn't motivate me.
It's not trying to motivate you.
It's a difference between.
I want you to see what you just said, because I coach. Now, what I do is I coach high performing sales teams. And what I would never let them do is talk themselves into being mediocre, because all it takes is one extra sale, one extra customer. It's very minimal effort, but you have to be able to see it yourself. And our business will never be great because you don't see it. And that's the point that I'm saying. You have to see greatness for us to achieve. And if you sit there and you say, I don't want to be great. You said that.
That's not what I said. What I said was, I don't want to be the star player. I didn't say I didn't want to be great. No, I didn't say I didn't want to win the championship.
Said I accept being a mediocre person.
I said I accept being a support person. Nope. If everybody trying to be the star player, everybody can't be Kobe. Everybody on the team can't be Jordan. If it was a team full of Jordans,
can strive to be.
No, the team would not be successful. If it was a team full of Jordans, we would never win because everybody think the ball should be in their hand. No, that don't make no sense to me. It has to be a unit. Hey, if you Jordan, then let me be Pippen. Let me be Rodman. That's all I'm saying.
You bet. I can't argue this because I don't understand.
You don't understand who Jordan is, Michael Jordan is?
I understand who Michael Jordan is. Okay. But I can't relate to, I don't want to be Jordan. I want to be Pippen. I'm like, they both
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is right now in our business, this was what you said we're going. We're pursuing this, right? We've already identified that numerous times on this show.
So if I'm Jordan, you throw me the ball.
So listen, let me work. If I'm Jordan, I hate that we're even in this sports analogy in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Then you got to be the best support system. You can't say, I don't feel like training with you today because I don't really want to do it. If I'm going to be Jordan, who's going to help me every time I got to go out there and be great?
Now, that's a fair assessment.
Because this is only because I don't understand the sports analogy.
I would give it.
What I'm telling you is when I teach a sales team, I'm telling everybody can be the Jordan, right? Will everybody make it? No, but you have to feel like you can. And if you go out there and say, man, I can't do what that person does, you already lost.
Nobody's trying to say they can't do what that person
does.
I'm
just telling you.
No.
So if I'm going to be Jordan, right?
We would use your sales analogy. Let's go.
Please, because I'm really trying with these sports, and I want you to give me credit for that.
But I'll run it in the sales environment. So sales environment, hey, you have your start, you have your employee, and they know how to go get multiple sales a day, right? The goal is, all right, man, the goal for today is to get 16 sales. Whether whatever the product is, we got to get 16 sales, right? You got however many people, let's say you got five people. You know, you got your star person, they're going to get you five sales. Everybody else under that is going to get you, is going to either try to match that or be under. But the goal today for 16, but that one person is like, hey, man, they out there still with the team, still grinding. Maybe you was at 15, but this one person only had that one sale today, but got you to 16. You still won the day. That person only got the one sale. But yeah, could they push more? Could they have done more? Right, absolutely. But
did they say, I can't do it? That's the question.
Nobody's saying no one can do it. What I'm saying is, hey, I understand that I am not the star. If I go in there in the mentality all the time, and I know it's something that's kind of in business, it's like, man, you got to always be like, you the one, you can do it, you can do it. You know what? Sometimes I need to say, you know what? I know that they can do it. How can I support them? That's what time is showing me right now. Time is showing me
your role in the business, but the point still the same. I think you're missing it. So let's just say, right? Okay. I want to make it very simple for you. You're the sound guy, right? You're the sound guy of this podcast. When you go to create something, you need to say, I'm going to be the best damn sound guy any podcast ever had. I need to figure out the XYZ with the sound and the speakers and the headphones. And every time this podcast airs, I'm the best sound guy. I'm so good that people need to seek out, damn, who was the sound guy for Boss Fest? Because that dude right there is great. So you're not the star player of the show, right? Like you're not the talent, you're the sound guy, but you still have to be the best sound guy. You can't go and say, well, shit, they heard it, didn't they? Like, did what I had to do, forget it. Did it play? I'm done. So that's all I'm saying. If you're not going to be the star, based on what you said, like, I don't want to be the star of everything. I'm being the support.
I know I'm not the star.
You still have to be the best support person you can be, which still means whatever that looks like for that business or that role, you got to give it all, your all for whatever role you play in.
Fair enough, but we've already established the way I see myself being the best support and the best, being the best support that I can be for the brand and the business can't be measured on your capacity as the star. If you're going to shoot the ball 20 times, or if you're going to tell it, or if you're going to get 16 sales by yourself,
right. There's only I can't measure your greatness, but do you get to tell me when you do something that's very mediocre? Ah, man, that was great. So who measures it? Like, if you give me less than, you get to call it like the best there ever was?
You keep throwing this back on me as like I'm giving less than right. What I'm no, telling but you
I'm
that.
I'm just saying. So no. If we use that for a sales environment, for your analogy where the team is trying to put up 15 sales, the guy that got the one. Right. So if I'm coach in this scenario and I'm watching the sales team, the guy that got the one could have gave it his all. He could have, you know, offered to every single person. Mm-hmm. He could have done all that he could.
All the right things.
He still is like, kudos to you because you did everything you can do. Now, if that looks like that guy that got the one, you want this? Oh, no, you don't want it. Okay. All right. Then that's cool. Then no, you did not do your very best. You are the weakest link on that team. But he doesn't get to judge that, because if I ask him, hey, you did all you could do? Yeah, I asked him if they wanted it. So who's the judge of that? The guy who's like, yeah, I asked him, so that's good. And you could tell as mediocre, or the person watching it that says, if you'd have put more effort, you could have been great.
The coach.
So who's the coach in this scenario?
That's what we need to define.
I defined it, but you don't want me to.
You
want to
be everything.
Do I want to be everything, or am I being forced to be everything? Like, when people think of their business, do they want to be all the people, all the roles in the business, or do they feel forced to be all the roles in the business?
It depends on the business, but I think a lot of people want to be all the roles in the business.
Until
they establish the business enough where if they don't hold the role, they're not penalized greatly. And I was listening to several podcasts. Listening to Social Proof with, and David was talking with Pinky Cole, and she was talking about how she pretty much had stepped away from Slutty Vegan, and being there lost it, right?
She did lose it. She lost it, but go ahead.
So she lost it and got it back.
Yes.
But if she would have just kept being the star player, would she have lost it? No. But she started getting relinquishing roles and say, all right, you do this, you do that, you do that. But those were the life lessons that comes with that stuff sometimes, right? No, she knows now, hey, if I'm going to relinquish a role, I need to look at who I'm actually relinquishing
right,
the role
like
to.
That's like basically just saying she learned a lesson to hire better. That doesn't tell a story of someone who started in business wanting to do all the roles in their business. Because a lot of times you can't focus on what your craft is. If I focus on being everything in the business, I can't focus on what made me be in business. So a lot of people don't want to do all the roles, but they're not at a point financially where they can relinquish some of that. To what you're saying with Pinky, her business had gotten so big that she could hire those people. And then she allowed them to say, okay, you just be the figure that goes out, like you the social media headpiece, and she stopped watching the money. And I'm not saying that you should ever stop watching what your business is doing, but people don't always want to be the workhorse behind the business. Like, we don't create, you know, entrepreneurship, you know, this journey to work 10 times more than we would have in a 9-to-5.
I got you. So
but sometimes you got to do what you
got
to do.
I got it. So think about this. So I know we're getting on time, but it's our show. We can do whatever we want to do with it. So think about this.
Okay.
This show right now, the Boss Fest podcast. Mm-hmm. How much energy would you say you've given to making sure that this show looks, sound, and moves a certain way?
The podcast itself.
It's all under Boss Fest, but mm-hmm. this piece of Boss Fest, how much have you dedicated your time and energy
If we're quantifying it in a number of percentage, the amount of effort that I've given to make sure that the show does what I want it to do, I would give it 30%.
30%.
Yes.
So that means this show that we do weekly, I'm carrying 70% of it, right?
No.
I'm not?
No.
So
how much I felt like I was given to it.
Okay, so what are we measuring the percentage off? If we're going off 100%.
Because what I would say is right now it's on autopilot. So if
how did it get on autopilot? How did it get on autopilot?
What are you doing? So it got on autopilot because some original things that we set up from the beginning. And I think if we say that, then that was probably 60-40 from the beginning. And what gets us online every week is 90-10. 90% your setup, 10% my show up. That's what gets us online. So I'm very, you know, transparent. Now, when you flip that and you look at the whole Boss Fest business, that's a whole business of 90-10. So, yes. Do you control more of this? Yes. It's also not moving in the direction I want it to move, but I don't even argue that point. So those are the numbers. Tell me where we're going with that.
We touched on something there. It's not moving in the direction you want it to move?
No.
How would you like for it to move?
I've already said it like several times, so I don't necessarily feel like I need to repeat it on the podcast, but there's definitely some things that I want to change. And since we're talking about, hey, this is what it is, I'm like, if I say it and I'm like, hey, we need to do X, Y, Z, then it becomes a whole situation of if you're controlling 70%, of this particular piece of it, then let's get it to move. Let's get it to whatever. I can't ever say, hey, with Boss Fest, the event, I don't want to do nothing. You know, I'm just going to like sit here and just let it.
I'm just going to show up.
Right. But for the event, you get to just show up.
Ooh, we're going to cut this show short. That is, ooh, we.
So you ask a question you don't like the answers to?
Nah, I just don't think you. I didn't think you were just going to create false narratives, but okay.
Did I create a false narrative?
Absolutely you did. Absolutely. You did, but it's
so,
okay.
So No, I didn't. I don't feel like I did. I feel like now what's happening is each year you get a little bit more involved in the overall piece of that. But be for real. And so much so that I'll even point out to you, last year when we ended Boss Fest, there was a video and people were asking how they liked Boss Fest or what they got for Boss Fest. And you said in that video, you said, well, I'm the creator of Boss Fest. And you knew I was going to see that. And you were worried what I was going to say when I saw that video. So
why would I be worried about something?
Because you were.
All right, y'all, we're going to end this show because we just telling lies now.
We just lying?
Number one, we lying.
No, we are not.
Number one, I don't even...
Look, time will tell, I got time today.
You may have time today, but I didn't even remember what I said.
She remembers.
You remember. What, in the moment of me saying it, I didn't even remember what I said. I just said some stuff. The camera came into my face. Hey, man, what you think about... I'm after trade up Boss Fest. You know what I'm trying to... And was done. Then he ran out of my face with the camera and went somewhere else. Didn't even think about it no more until the video came to you like, oh, so you the creator of Boss Fest? Man, I didn't even remember what the hell I said in that moment. So why would I be worried about you seeing something that I didn't remember? That's all I'm saying to you. I didn't even remember what I said.
You wasn't worried.
So there was no worry.
Okay, no worry. What I'm saying is, which I still don't know where you were going with the question in the first place, is in this entity, we each have certain roles.
That's what the question was going, but then what you did was you went to say, all right, if you do this, but I'm doing this, and then I ain't even happy with what's going on with this. But if I flip...
No,
but if
I said I don't like the direction that it is going, so...
Okay, let me rephrase the word. You don't like the direction that it is going. So if I said the same thing, then it would be an argument and debate, and I may have to go sleep on... And I may have to go sleep on the couch.
No. Now you're creating unnecessary narrative.
I might be, but I understand that's what I'm doing.
What it would do in a business is called for everyone to come and sit down and figure out if this is in the direction that we want to move. What is the direction?
Okay.
How is this benefiting us?
Okay.
Those are the questions that you then ask. The issue is those conversations have been had. We've agreed on a certain direction and we haven't made any moves. So I am not lying in what I'm saying. We have done certain things, but we haven't completely pulled the trigger. So I'm just being honest. I'm being transparent. You asked me a question and I answered it. Don't get salty.
I would not be soft. All right, y'all. So listen, that was another conversation with the Boss Fest crew on the Boss Fest podcast. Oh man, listen, if you like the content, you like how we deliver it, you feel like you can get some value out of this, please subscribe to the content on YouTube. Go like, follow Facebook, Instagram. If you're in your car, you got a long drive, you know, you need your podcast, and please go check out the Boss Fest podcast or wherever you listen to podcasts. Is like, hit the ring bell notification so you can be notified when any new content drops so you can get it first. And like always, bosses, we in here, we trying to do best we can. Anything, I don't think it's nothing going on this week. We ain't trying to do nothing.
We definitely appreciate y'all. Make sure that you save the date. October 5th, Boss Fest is going down. A ton of amazing speakers will hit the stage. As soon as we solidify the next networking event, we'll make sure to bring that date to you. Stay tuned to the website, www.boss-fest.com, for all updates on everything happening with Boss Fest. We do have our new coaching program launching soon for all the 9-to-5ers looking to create their side hustle. Boss Fest got you. And that is all I have for you this week.
Yes, we out this piece.
Peace.
Peace.